Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Beipei Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 24th, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Razorpay partners with Airtel Payments Bank. India-based Razorpay has partnered with Airtel Payments Bank in order to launch UPI Switch, aiming to provide businesses with improved payment experiences. J-Rock releases proposal for the future entity in UK Open Banking. The Joint Regulatory Oversight Committee, J-Rock, has released proposals outlining the design of the future entity for UK Open Banking. Revolut eyes ad revenue amid license delay. Revolut, a prominent fintech firm headquartered in London, is considering strategies to capitalize on customer data by potentially sharing it with advertising partners. Bright launches instant payments in Germany. Sweden-based fintech Bright Payments has launched the instant payments service in Germany in a bid to improve its European coverage. Monara launches in the UK. Digital investment platform Monara has expanded in the region of the UK to provide access to private market investments for Sharia-conscious investors. Together announces a partnership with Encino. UK-based property lender Together has partnered with US-based cloud banking company Encino to improve the former's lending business. Allfunds joins forces with Google Cloud. B2B wealth tech platform Allfunds has announced its collaboration with Google Cloud, with the company aiming to improve its features via cloud computing, analytics, and AI. Sopra Banking Software partners with Paymentology. Sopra Banking Software has announced its partnership with Paymentology in order to optimize global card issuing services for customers and clients. The UK's plans for smart data. The UK government has published its plans, which include the actions that are set to take place over the coming period for advancing a smart data economy. Startup Pomelo secures $35 million MLN Series A. US-based Pomelo, a fintech startup that combines international money transfer with credit, has raised $35 million in Series A funding round. Standard Chartered partners with Visa. Standard Chartered has announced its partnership with Visa in order to optimize cross-border payments, as it joined the Visa B2B Connect network. Volt introduces pay-to-payments in Australia. Real-time payments platform Volt has announced that it introduced its pay-to-based payment solution to its retail customers in Australia. PSCU, Co-op Solutions integrates with Amazon One. US-based fintech PSCU, Co-op Solutions has added Amazon One to its suite of digital wallet integrations to enable pay by palm for cardholders. Comply Advantage acquires Golden, welcomes A16Z as new shareholder. Financial crime intelligence company Comply Advantage has acquired Golden to accelerate its AI capabilities in providing financial crime insights. Philippines SEC requests removal of the Binance app from app stores. The Philippines SEC has issued directives to both Google and Apple, instructing them to remove the Binance application from their respective app stores. NextGen Nordics 2024. BNPL just has a bad representative. At NextGen Nordics 2024 in Stockholm, experts engaged in a lively conversation on Buy Now Pay Later, BNPL, in a panel session. Oak North partners Marqeta to offer SMEs commercial debit cards. UK small business lender Oak North has teamed up with Marqeta to offer commercial debit cards to its customers. Square extends offline payments to all hardware devices. Offline payments, Square's no connection required solution to deliver continuous commerce connectivity, is now available to Square sellers using every hardware device and in every country. Airwallex releases payment acceptance feature in the US. Airwallex, a leading global payments and financial platform for modern businesses, today announced the US launch of its payment acceptance solution. US-based merchants can use the service to accept payments from domestic and international customers. Silch to leverage AI with Amazon Web Services. Silch, the world's first ad-subsidized payments network, ASPN, announces today that it has extended its collaboration with cloud provider Amazon Web Services, AWS, to accelerate the rollout of AI innovation across the Silch proposition. Standard Chartered joins Visa B2B Connect. Standard Chartered today announced that it has joined Visa B2B Connect, a multilateral payment network that enables faster and frictionless account-to-account cross-border payments for its corporate clients. Bright brings instant payments to Germany. Bright Payments, a leader in instant bank payments, today announced the launch of Bright Instant Payments in Germany. Mipos welcomes Mario Shilyeshki as CEO. Mipos, one of the UK and Europe's largest providers of payments, accounts and card solutions for small merchants and sole traders, is delighted to announce the appointment of Mario Shilyeshki as Chief Executive Officer. Veritran joins Swift Partner Program. Veritran today announces a collaboration with Swift, the world's leading provider of financial messaging services, that will enable financial institutions to offer an enhanced and streamlined cross-border payments experience to their customers. AZEX seeks industry feedback on move to T1. AZEX has today released an industry white paper to facilitate a discussion on the potential move from T+2 to T+1 settlement in Australia and is inviting industry stakeholders to make a submission. Finance and Motion and Napier AI partner on AML for secure impact investments. Napier AI, the London-based financial crime compliance regtech, is pleased to announce that Napier AI Continuum has been selected as the anti-money laundering and counter-terrorist financing, AML, CTF, platform for world-leading impact asset manager, Finance in Motion. FX Grow selects trading tech from Integral. Integral, a leading currency technology provider to the financial markets, announced today that global trading platform and brokerage firm FX Grow has chosen Integral's SaaS workflow solutions to enhance its technology infrastructure. NextGen Nordics 2024. How will incoming regulation shape payments infrastructure? At NextGen Nordics 2024 in Stockholm, moderator Debbie Bell Hoskings hosted an interactive panel session on new regulation on data and privacy, asking for input from the audience. Revolut to grow headcount by 40%. Kicking against the trend for layoffs and hiring freezes, fintech super app Revolut says it will boost its global headcount by 40% in 2024. LHV Bank moves into profit. LHV Bank has reported a profit after tax of $6.4 million in its first year of operation as a licensed bank. Comply Advantage buys Golden to boost financial crime intelligence. AI-based financial crime detection startup Comply Advantage has acquired Golden Recursion in a deal that brings Andreessen Horowitz in as a shareholder. JP Morgan opens Glasgow Tech Center. JP Morgan Chase has opened a newly built, sustainably designed, multi-million pound office in Glasgow to house thousands of technology workers. Standard Chartered opens API Marketplace. Standard Chartered has opened an API marketplace for businesses to test potential applications in a sandbox environment. MCube adds complaints check feature to mortgage marketing product. MCube, a mortgage technology company and parent of Empowered Mortgages, the UK's fastest mortgage lender, has today announced that it has enhanced Marketing Genius, a tool which generates marketing content for brokers. TradeStream appoints Stefan Hufnagel as Chief Technology Officer. TradeStream, a leading provider of innovative trade finance solutions, is delighted to announce the appointment of Stefan Hufnagel as its new Chief Technology Officer, CTO. Former Tesla fintech head spins off Aspirations Green Consumer Financial Services brand. In response to the growing demand for climate-friendly financial services, fintech and sustainability industry veteran Tim Newell has reached an agreement with climate finance company Aspiration Partners, Inc., to spin off Aspiration's Green Consumer Financial Services brand into a new standalone company. Jordan Kuwait Bank implements Intellect Transaction Banking Platform. Intellect Global Transaction Banking, IGTB, the transaction banking specialist from Intellect Design Arena Limited, has announced Jordan Kuwait Bank's, JKB, successful implementation of digital transaction banking, DTB, platform enabled by EMACH.AI architecture, which calls out TSB and the Cooperative Bank for lax mobile security. Weaknesses in some banks' security could leave customers exposed to scammers, a new which investigation has found, as the consumer champion rates the best and worst firms for keeping customers safe. UK Finance and Adelshaw Goddard unveil VRP model report. UK Finance, in collaboration with law firm Adelshaw Goddard, has unveiled a report focusing on variable recurring payments, VRPs, within commercial contexts in the UK. Marqeta partners with Oak North. Global modern card issuing platform Marqeta has announced its partnership with UK digital bank Oak North in order to provide improved banking capabilities for SMEs. Klarna expands partnership with Expedia Group. AI-powered global payments network and shopping assistant Klarna has expanded its partnership with Expedia Group to the US market. Pico updates Corval Analytics with ML and AI capabilities. US-based technology services, data, and analytics provider Pico has added machine learning and AI capabilities to its Corval Analytics 10.0 software release. Klarna strikes global payment deal with Uber. Klarna has struck a global deal with Uber, giving users the option of immediate or deferred payments across the ride-hailing company's taxi and food delivery services. SuperUS releases dynamic QR code payment device. Digital payments in India is undergoing a big shift, with the Unified Payments Interface, UPI, emerging as the preferred mode of transaction. Abu Dhabi Global Market and Hacken bid to set benchmarks for blockchain security. Abu Dhabi Global Market, ADGM, the International Financial Center of the UAE's capital, and Hacken, a global leader in blockchain security auditing, have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to collaboratively set new benchmarks for blockchain security and compliance. NextGen Nordics 2024. Where will AI lead us? In the last panel of NextGen Nordics 2024 in Stockholm, the future of AI, crystallizing the potential of this technology, speakers explored how AI and new trends in tech are impacting the payments industry. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.